This is the Divine Heart Rescue for Food Cravings and Addictions. I'm going to take you on a journey into your heart, so there will be a meditative process that will go on. So I want you to be comfortable. Go ahead and get a drink of water and be in a quiet place where you can close your eyes and get focused and be comfortable. I'd like you to take a deep breath into your heart. And as you exhale from your heart, release all of the stress, anxiety, and fear that's coming up for you right now. And then take a deep breath into your belly. And again, release as you exhale all of the heaviness, the tension that you feel there. And one more deep breath all the way down to the base of your spine, to the very core of your body. Exhaling all of the heavy, stuck energy there. And as you close your eyes and breathe into your heart, see yourself walking down a stairway. And know that you are safe, you are comfortable, and you keep walking down and breathing into your heart. Keep walking down the stairway, taking deep breaths into your heart space. Feeling relaxed and comfortable, feeling safe. I keep walking down the stairway, feeling safe. Breathing. And coming to the bottom of the stairway, you see a door in front of you. Go ahead and open that door and walk through into the most beautiful outdoor space that you've ever seen. Take a moment to look around and notice the vegetation. Are there trees? Are there flowers? Water? Rocks? Sand? Are there mountains or hills? Valleys? Rivers? Just notice. And notice the sounds. Do you hear birds? Animals? Water? The wind? Take a moment to feel the air on your skin. Is it crisp and cool? Is it warm and soft? Notice the fragrances around you. Do you smell grass, flowers, ocean breezes, maybe pine, cold mountain air? This is your space. Everything that you love is here. In front of you, see a beautiful quilt on the ground. And go ahead and sit down on the quilt. It'll be up against a tree or a boulder, so you'll be comfortable. Take another deep breath into your heart. And we are going to open an energy doorway into your heart. And you can make yourself small enough now to walk through that doorway into the chamber that holds your heart. You can walk all the way around your heart. There's plenty of room. And again, you feel safe, but there's a barrier between you and the heart. And this barrier is made up of trapped energies that we're going to identify and remove. And as we identify each energy, it will light up, and you will be able to take it into your hands and hold it as we transform that energy and turn it into something beautiful. So if you are ready, we will begin. And as we identify these energies, some you will notice come from past lives, and some come from generations past, either on your mother or your father's side. I'll be clearing for all of those situations for you. I'll be working with you, but you'll be doing the actual clearing. So the first energy that comes up dealing with food cravings or food addictions is the energy of nobody loves me. So go ahead and walk around that wall that's hiding your heart, and you'll see a little spot that lights up, or it may be a bigger spot. It is the energy of nobody loves me. Take a moment, find it, and hold it. And as you hold this energy of nobody loves me in your hands, we are calling up all of this energy from every generation, past, present, and future. And we are calling it up from every lifetime and dimension where you have ever existed. And we are pulling all of that energy out to the surface now, where you can hold it. And as we neutralize this energy, we turn it into unconditional love, divine love. All of this energy of nobody loves me does not belong to you, does not serve you, and we turn it into beautiful, unconditional love. Even more, feel it changing and releasing from all of those souls and all of those lifetimes. And know that all of your ancestors who have been affected by this energy are here with you now and so grateful that you are doing this work. Turning this energy into unconditional love, we now release it to go wherever in the body it needs, wherever in the body it can be of most benefit to you. And the next energy that we want to clear is the energy of nobody wants me. Nobody wants me. Go ahead and find that energy and hold it in your hands. In some of you, it's been passed down through generations. In others, it has been a lifetime and many lifetimes with you. Hold it in your hands. And as we hold it, we bring it up from every generation, past, present, and future, and from all lifetimes and dimensions where you have ever existed. We bring that energy to the surface now, releasing it from all of those souls and all of those lifetimes, and we neutralize this energy. You have the power to do this, neutralizing this energy. And again, turning it into unconditional love, powerful healing love from all of those souls and all of those lifetimes. That energy has been released and neutralized, and turning that energy now into unconditional love. And again, you can let that one go to find its perfect place with you. The next energy that comes up is, I am not anybody. I am not anybody. Go ahead and find that energy. I am not anybody. And when you have found it, hold it gently in your hands. As we begin to neutralize that energy, as we call it up from all of those generations, past, present, and future, and from all lifetimes and dimensions where you have ever existed, we release the energy of I am not anybody. This was never true, and it never will be true, and you no longer need to keep it. Taking this energy and transforming it into divine light, healing white light, unconditional love, transforming that energy now for you and for all the souls attached to it, transforming that energy now even more, remembering you are an infinite being, a divine creator. You are so valuable. You are recognized by the universe, by the divine. Feel that energy of I am valuable. I am somebody. Let that one go. The next energy that's coming up is I deserve to suffer emotionally. I deserve to suffer emotionally has been handed down to you from many generations and lifetimes. I deserve to suffer emotionally. Find that one and hold on to it. As we begin to transform that energy now, we bring it up from all generations, past, present, and future, and all lifetimes and dimensions where you have ever existed. We turn that energy now into unconditional love, to pure joy. All that energy has been neutralized and is turning into pure, joyful love. I deserve joy. I deserve peace. I deserve love. And you can release that one now. And we then go to the energy of I deserve to suffer spiritually. Go ahead and find that one in this barrier, wherever it's lighting up. I deserve to suffer spiritually does not belong to you. It is an energy of disconnection from Source. It is an energy of not recognizing your divine, beautiful spirit. We bring that energy up from all generations, past, present, and future. We bring it up from all lifetimes and dimensions where you have ever lived. I deserve to suffer spiritually is neutralized now. It does not belong to you, and we release it and turn it into divine love. Beautiful white light. You are connected to Source. You are recognized. You are a divine infinite being. Changing all of that energy now. And letting it go. We then find the energy of worthless. Wherever it is in that barrier, it's lighting up for you now. Go ahead and find it and hold on to it. Again, this energy does not belong to you. It's been passed down to you. It's been with you for many lifetimes. It is an energy that is not yours. It is a core belief that you took on from somebody else. And we bring up this core belief from all of those generations, past, present, and future, all lifetimes and dimensions where you have ever existed. And we turn that worthless energy, that neutralized energy now, into pure potential. Pure potential, anything is possible. I am a creator. Turning it into love and potential. And you can release that one. And the next energy that comes up is unsupported. Please find that energy of unsupported wherever it is in this barrier around your heart. This core belief of I am unsupported is not true. It does not even belong to you, and you no longer need to keep it. We release it from all of those generations, past, present, and future, from all lifetimes and dimensions where you have ever existed. Bringing that energy of I am unsupported to the surface, neutralizing it, and turning it into divine love. Divine love. You are supported by the universe, by the divine, by the planet, all of which are so grateful that you are here right now. You come with a great purpose, and you are supported every moment of every day, releasing all of that old energy and calling in the beautiful energy of support and love that has always been there for you. Releasing all of that now. Letting it go. And we now find an energy that's stuck in this barrier, the energy of shame. Again, this is not yours. Or even if it is yours from this lifetime, you no longer need to keep it. So go ahead and find any little bits of shame or guilt anywhere in that barrier. It's lighting up for you now. It's time to release it. Bringing it up from all of those generations, past, present, and future, all lifetimes and dimensions where you have ever existed. Bringing up the shame and the guilt and totally neutralizing them. You no longer need to keep those. They do not serve you in any way. And release them. And turn them into unconditional love, divine love. I am loved. They also turn into the energy of forgiveness. I forgive myself. I deserve to be forgiven. I forgive my ancestors. I forgive my past lives. I forgive myself for believing I need to keep this shame or this guilt. I release it all now and turn it into love. Turning that all into love and letting it go. And we now look for the energy lighting up of I will fail. This core belief of I will fail, again, is not something that you need to keep. It does not define an infinite being, a divine creator. Releasing it from all of those generations, past, present, and future, all lifetimes and all dimensions where you have ever existed. The core belief of I will fail is being neutralized now and turned into beautiful success, beautiful creation, powerful creation. I am capable. I am a divine creator. Everything is possible. I create with joy and ease. And go ahead and let that one go. We come to an energy, a core belief of unless you heal me, I will never get better. Unless you heal me, I will never get better. Go find that energy and grab it and hold on to it, because we are going to neutralize that, because it is not true. It never has been and it never will be. Neutralizing all of that energy now of unless you heal me, I will never get better, and turning that into infinite potential, divine healing light. I am an infinite being, and I have the power to heal myself and others. I am a healer, and I am powerful. Releasing all the old from every dimension, every lifetime, every generation, and from your body. I am an infinite being. A divine creator. I am powerful. Release that and let it go. Release now. Find the energy of I cannot change. Find the energy of I cannot change. This is an energy that is never true for you. Never has been, never will be. Letting all of that energy go Releasing that energy now. Letting it go. Bringing it up from all of those lifetimes, all of those generations, all of those dimensions. I cannot change is being neutralized now. And again, turned into power. I am powerful. I am powerful. I have choice. I can always choose. I am capable. I am strong. I am powerful. And one last time, as you release that one, we look for one last energy of I deserve to suffer. In any way that you are holding on to the energy of I deserve to suffer, we bring that to the surface now from all lifetimes and dimensions where you have ever existed. We bring it to the surface from all generations, past, present, and future. I deserve to suffer is no longer yours. We are neutralizing that energy now, completely, and turning it into pure joy. I deserve joy. I deserve love. I deserve peace. I deserve health. I deserve joy. Allowing that one to transform and be completely released. And we are going to call in some white light now that will completely clear any remaining energies left around your heart related to the cravings or addictions of food. As you breathe in, the white light is just pouring in through that door and swirling around your heart and cleansing. This is a very cleansing energy. And as you exhale, you blow it out the door. And one more time, breathe in and feel that white light swirling around your heart, picking up any pieces of any leftover energies that don't serve you and blowing it out the door. And one final time, breathing in the white light all the way up to the ceiling, all the way out to the walls, swirling around and picking up any little pieces, leaving only white light and cleansed areas around behind it. It is clean and pure and energized, and blow that light out. You can leave the chamber now. Come back to sitting on the beautiful quilt in your outdoor space and close the door over your heart. And take a deep breath into your heart now and feel the energy there. Feel how strong your heart is. And notice how your heart is expanding beyond your body, even filling up the space around you. The energy is so much more free, expanding, strong. And allow your heart energy to expand above your head and tap into the matrix that surrounds the planet. And instantly you are connected with every other heart of every human, every animal and bird, every plant, every crystal, and the earth itself. And all of those hearts are sending pure love to you right now. Their hearts are sending energy to your heart as your heart expands, continues to grow and get stronger. Receiving that love, allowing that love, knowing that you deserve that love. It is all coming to you. It is all coming to you now. And gently disconnect from the matrix and pull your energy back a little. But it will never be contained within your body again. It is always going to be bigger than you. precede you everywhere you go. Be able to receive love and be able to easily deflect anything that would harm you. You no longer need to keep those core beliefs that have been released today. They are gone. So take a deep breath into your heart and stand up and know that you can come back here anytime you choose. It will always be here for you. You can tap into the matrix again anytime you choose. Go ahead and walk to the door. And as you walk through the door, take a deep breath into your heart and feel your heart energy expanding even more. And start to climb the stairs. Breathing into your heart, notice how much energy you have and how easy it is to climb these stairs. Continue to go up, breathing, feeling strong, energized, and breathing, moving gently and easily up the stairs, breathing. Feel your powerful heart now, moving up the stairs, breathing, coming to the top. One more deep breath into your heart, and come back to your room and open your eyes. And you have now cleared so many core beliefs that were related to the issues of food and cravings and addictions for food. And I wish you huge success. Please know that your body needs a little extra rest, maybe a lot of extra water. And please note, maybe even in a notebook, the changes that you notice, because they will become your new normal and you will forget how it was before. So take care of yourself and know that you are loved and appreciated and so valued. Namaste.